views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves. And you can also receive the benefits in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So the energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. It's my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in. If you would like to have some energy shifted, we will be here for you today. We can you can call in 1-800-930-2819. And I have one of my favorite, absolute favorite sisters here on the show today, Sharan Sirdar, who is a geneticist by training and work history, turned epigeneticist from her innermost desire to reveal the truth about our human potential. She has a bachelor's degree in microbiology, a master's in human genetics, and worked for over 13 years identifying genetic mutations for a whole host of genetic diseases and contributed scientific papers as well as textbooks. Today, she's focusing her efforts specifically with genetic diseases, assisting to release the energy in the form of emotions, beliefs, perceptions that get in the way of the natural flow of the body to bring about positive gene expression. Sharan is leading the paradigm shift in the revolutionary new field of epigenetics. She has been featured on Hidden Science TV and Punk Science. She is an author and follows her passion to make easy to understand videos explaining epigenetics. That is Sharan Sirdar. Are you here?
Hi, Colette. So
hi, Sharan.
I always look forward to this because we just have so much fun.
I know. It's so much fun shifting energy with you. And, you know, it's fun catching up with you, too. And a lot of the listeners, you know, had this experience of us working together before. And it's fun. And
it
we usually have a pretty good track record for clearing some pretty tough energetic shifting, you know, like things that people are really moving through right now and feeling kind of stuck. And, you know, a lot of the times you have talked about this, how a lot of this is emotions and all of that. Do you want to just share a little bit about your journey, what you're doing and what we're doing today? Because we already do have a caller, so we're going to give you a chance to let people know what it is to do before we start taking calls and show them what you do.
Well, the thing is, Colette, we've discussed this before, it's that, and this is for other listeners who haven't heard, and that is that you and I do the same thing. It's just we come in with the different words and explain it in a different way, but ultimately it's about getting to our innate wisdom inside of us, which is always there. And when we can do that, everything begins to shift and align in our life. But then the question then is, how is that impacting our DNA when we're not? Well, when we're not being able to express that, it's because we have all this other energy that we've inherited from our parents, their beliefs, their perceptions. All of that impacts our DNA. And not only that, and I know excuse me, and I know with your work too, you know, that with the ancestral stuff, like we pick things up that, you know, there's so many times that our ancestors have gone through something, and that then gets passed on to us, and it impacts how things are showing up for us.
Yeah, and this has been a very, you know, I know you take private sessions also, do private consultations with clients, and, you know, you've been busy and you've been out there and you've been speaking about this, and you just, you know, had an event yourself in Birmingham, and congratulations on the success of that.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, this is like, for myself, I find when I share a seminar or an event with other people, that there's always an amazing shift after, like after Call to Dance. I mean, people are still saying, are we done Feng Shui with the dragons yet? And I actually forgot, we always like to pick a card, right?
For
the dragons here. And when you were talking about, you know, just the energy coming in before, for whatever reason, the card that sticks out for me is the tactics card, denial, the Queen of Denial. And it's, yeah, it's an interesting picture about kind of family, actually, but maybe not necessarily all the family that we know, because human beings are three-dimensional, or more than three-dimensional, and we're operating on so many existences, times, and spaces that it gets very complicated. Sometimes the information as it comes in and we sort through, is this from our ancestors or is this from our descendants? have you been noticing that? Because I'm getting the lines are more and more blurred all the time for this.
Yes, definitely. And you know, everything's changing, time, space, continuum, the whole thing. Everybody knows that time has been going so fast. But when we come back to this place of presence, we can actually expand time too. And so people have been noticing more and more of that. And it's quite blurred.
Yeah, because what we've been explaining to people is that this innate wisdom that we all have within us, you and I have gone to great lengths, I would say, pretty great lengths to end up doing this work, right? I mean, look at how different you and I are. On so many levels, like, I mean, you're in England, I'm in Canada. I've spoken about this before. You know, I was raised Roman Catholic, white, housewife from Saskatchewan, you know, in the city that rhymes with fun.
And there with loads of snow.
Yeah, with all the snow. And there you are in Birmingham, but originally from Ireland, right? Or India. You know, totally different culture, everything, and yet you and I are born on the same day, you know, a few years apart. I'm not going to say who's the older sister. I'm just teasing you. We know I am, but it's funny that, you know, we have so many things that are so different, and then we have so many things that are so the same. You know,
absolutely.
And this is what's so beautiful. I mean, you know, people quite often will say, like, what's the chances of meeting someone in this lifetime? You know, you think, like, there's all these people in the world and you meet a lot of them. But actually, when you really look at it, you don't meet that many.
No. And the ones that you do meet have a huge impact on you. And there's the purpose to it. And it helps us to all ultimately to get in touch with our innate wisdom.
Yeah, and so I wanted to ask you this question, and I don't know if we'll have time before the break, and we do have a caller that we're going to take as soon as the break's over here. But what I'm wondering is what I'm noticing more and more is that when people are really dedicated to shifting this energy in themselves, of course it also has a beneficial effect on the ancestors, as well as on the descendants. Are you finding that also?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, everything is here and now in this moment. And the minute we work on ourselves, we acknowledge that we are responsible for what's showing up. In that instant, we are having an impact on our ancestors, our descendants, you know, future generations, and horizontally too, you know, your siblings and so on and so forth. And so it's
and it's kind of funny. I didn't want to interrupt you, but we do have to go for a break here.
Okay.
But what's funny is that we'll talk about this when we get back. Sometimes the people that are affected by this are not necessarily aware of where that effect necessarily is coming from. And mm-hmm. quite often maybe don't enjoy it as much as you and I do because it's foreign. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back after this short break.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Local news, local people.
1230 WPLQ.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Sharan Sirdar. Sharan, I'm just going to get you to share your contact information with everyone, just okay. So we don't forget.
Yeah, it's my website. It is www.sharansirdar.com. That's CharanSurdar.com. And you can find all my social media buttons on there, Instagram and Facebook. YouTube, so people can get in touch with me there.
Yeah, and you know, you got to check out Sharan's easy videos, easy to understand videos about epigenetics and genetics. They're really cool. And anyone wanting to call in, 1-800-930-2819. Brian, it appears that we do have callers here.
Yes, we do. Why don't we do that right now? Yes, then we're going to go to England for our first call. It's Joanna. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Joanna.
Hello, Colette and
Hello?
Sharon.
Oh, there you are.
Hi, Sharon.
Oh, can you hear me?
What can Sharon and I do for you today? Yeah, we can hear you.
Actually, it's not for me. My friend asked me for some help in shifting her mom. She's been diagnosed with breast cancer, I don't know, a year or two ago. And she went through all the traditional treatment, chemo, radiotherapy and things. And recently she's not been feeling very well. And she ended up in hospital with a lump. And turns out she's got lumps in her lungs all over. And she's not, well, she's quite young. She's in her 60s. So, you know, it's like, if you could do anything for her.
Can I just ask one question? Sorry, Colette. Yeah. I was gonna say, which breast did it start with? Were you gonna ask the same question?
Oh, yes.
Do you know which
I can't
breast
really
it is?
Remember, but well, I can't really remember, but I was looking, and it was in the alternative therapy. It would have something to do with children or losing a child. She had twins, and only one survived, and one of these twins also, there was something about children, but I can't remember
which
breast it
was.
Was
it the left or the right?
She can't remember.
I can't really remember.
If it was left or
right. I can't really remember.
But when I tested, which strengthened both, like, what I would like to know from you, Joanna, when you get in touch with her, do you know this woman personally?
Oh, yes, I've met her, like, many times, because it's my friend's mom.
Okay.
So
get in touch with her energy right now. Like, just think about her and put some energy into your spine. Breathe and feel your heart. And Sharon, what are you picking up here for this woman?
I'm still working on it. If you want to,
okay. Well, I'd like to clear some things about the treatment, okay, for cancer. So we're just going to get her strong to all the treatment, being treated, not being treated, feeling, it's coming up like trick or treat, kind of like that. So we're just going to strengthen her to all that, doing everything. It's coming up all the times in her lifetime where she did everything right and even then things went wrong. So we want to strengthen all of that energy around that. There's no right or wrong. It's more like weak or strong. And also this unborn child the twin that didn't make it, we're just going to strengthen that soul to her back to that soul. Excuse me. That was just a little bit of anger there. It's just coming up a loss of connection on a spiritual level to higher source energy at the loss of that child. And so we're just going to strengthen the anger, like letting go of the anger around that, any inflammation that it's causing in the body and in the chest wall, in the lungs, life force energy. Not trusting the breath to come in and be good for her is what's coming up. So we're just going to strengthen all of these things. Everything that she's been told, all the information around this, misinformation, misinterpretation, the misrepresentation of, we want to strengthen all the body systems to be accepting to whatever treatment is involved, that the benefit is there 100%. Benefit is there would be 100% beneficial for this person even now when it appears not to be. And so we just strengthen all of that. Sharon, where are you at now?
I was correcting the nervous system to come back into balance because it feels quite erratic. And when we have a balance in the autonomic and the all the nervous system, then it helps the person get out of the fight flight response and come back into balance. So just doing that. And also I got an energy of no will to live that's been trapped in her breasts and the heart chakra. So I've cleared that out as well.
Yeah. And I was picking up also like attitude, that's that dragon card I have. It's the first base chakra, survival, procreation. Mm-hmm. All of those issues that so many women face, when you're pregnant with a child, those issues come up. You know, the survival of the mother, the survival of the baby, a lot of that kind of energy. So we're just going to clear all of that. I just want to get in touch with you, Joanna.
Yes.
When you think about your friend's mother now, how does it feel to you? Does it feel the same or different?
It feels much better. It does feel much better, I think. You know, there's also a situation that her son, he has a daughter with a woman, but they don't live together, or I think the family doesn't, you know, meet the baby or this girl. So this might be also an issue with children in her family.
Well, you're pinpointing something there. It's kind of coming up judgment. Okay, so we just take all the judgment out of this for this woman. What's happening with her right now is not a punishment, and she's not being punished for like the punishment of losing a child, you know? And so we just want to clear all of that, her connection to source energy, of that not being a fearful one, of being 100% open-hearted and openly loving. And so we want to spin that for her, that, you know, and Duran, it feels way better now, her will to live, or, you know, to have those choices, that she could live and still live well, because there's a weakness there that she doesn't want to live if she has to live like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's just get strong, living well, living better, move forward 100% with that energy, and accepting all, like the baby coming up, this other soul coming through here. Family is family, and just allowing that. And so, you know, the confusion between families is actually coming up. There's a lot of family energy around.
Yes.
Yes,
it's true.
Like we've been, Sharon and I were visiting, you know, before the radio show for a few minutes, because she was busy on another interview right before. But this energy of you know, family, and as one person changes, the rest of the family has to energetically shift along with them. And some will shift a lot, and some will shift a little, and some will have resistance, and some won't. And you know, not to judge this is what's coming up. Not to feel that, you know, take responsibility for your own actions. Take responsibility for what you're doing here right now. Just Joanna, by calling and putting this out there. And, you know, what I feel would be really beneficial is to send this woman a big, big energetic ball of love, you know, taking all the judgment out of her situation, you know, just feeling, and I could feel that now running through my body, like just sending her this energy of, you know, there's judgment here. This isn't about being a good or a bad mother. Or that, you know, a good or a bad person, or
mother-in-law,
daughter. It's none of that. Yeah, it's just a journey, okay? And so we want to strengthen her to the journey, and strengthen her to allowing herself to step into a better version of her journey, and just allowing that all to fold away, and for this experience, and, you know, to have really strong boundaries around it, that the people around her, like the sadness, of course, of seeing someone suffer and seeing someone in this predicament, but also those people being able to get in touch with the joy of life, of living, and put that out there, you know? So, Sharan, do you have any last shifts for this person?
I was just clearing around nurturing herself, and being able to receive nurturing from others as well.
There we go. Like a lot of mums have trouble.
That's true.
You know, nurturing from others. So how are you feeling, Joanna?
Well, it feels clear, or like on the one that is probably going to go, it's maybe perception, or I don't know.
Yeah.
But it feels like this, because I was thinking about this. Yeah, I was thinking about this issue of my friend's mom. You know, it did affect me a little bit. I wanted to help, and it feels stronger, much stronger now.
Yeah, you have. Okay, so we're not going to help her. We're going to empower her to live well.
Yes.
Okay, and we're going to strengthen that for all of us listening right now, and all of us faced with anything like this, but we can make choices and be strong energetically to living well and not living well, and then choosing living well over that and dying well and not dying well. Like, people want to die looking all beautiful and perfect, you know, you know, and some people, you know, go, you know, their body goes through a lot before they die. So we're just going to strengthen all of that, you know, all the issues around that. And I want to thank you for calling in, Joanna, and
thank you,
Sharon, for your corrections.
Thank
we're
you both
to be right
so much.
Back after this quick break. Okay.
Thank you.
We just have to take a quick break here and we'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. You can connect with me at truthisfunny.com, and you can also connect with me at Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from the vector, .com, for energy correcting cards and paintings of dragons that are now available. And you can also find me on the social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc. Not as fully as you, Sharon, but mine is The Truth Is Funny with Colette. I have Sharon here, and I see you've been very busy on Facebook and Twitter, and very busy in general. So I want to thank you again for coming on the show today. We do have another caller, Brian. Do we have a caller from Vancouver?
Yes, indeed we do. It's Valerie from Vancouver, British Columbia. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello, Valerie. What can we do for you today?
Hi, Valerie.
Hi, how are you, Sharon?
Hello.
Yes. I am. I was actually going to ask for help for caring for myself, but I also have a friend that's going through the same issues as the previous caller. And so if you can help her, I think I would prefer to do that.
Okay. So, Sharan, what's your feeling on this?
I'll let you do it first.
Okay. They feel connected. On an emotional level in you. And so what I like to do is when you think about your friend right now and the issue that you also wanted to bring up, on a scale 0 to 10, 10 being, oh, it's really, really horrible, where are you on that scale? 0 being, oh, it doesn't bother me at all, 10 being, it's the worst.
With regards to me or her?
Yeah, just how you feel about her right now and about the situation.
I'm concerned.
Okay. And does concerned have a number?
How concerned are you? Very, because she says she wants to do things, but she doesn't seem really doing anything to change much.
Okay.
You have to be constantly telling her.
Can I just say something? What I'm getting, Valerie, is you need to work on you. Because that's the energy that's really strong right now. You feel that, Colette?
Yeah, that's what I was picking up too, is that this is, let's work on her energy and then that will calm the situation down.
That's my feeling.
And so, Sharan, what are you feeling here about this
situation?
Another
thing is, like, I've never met her.
I'm feeling sadness. There's grief about it, Valerie. Are you feeling grief?
I sense that a lot, but it's very... You see, I've never met her. I've known her for 4 years because of business, internet business. But I've known her to be a very, very loving person. But she always seems to be giving to people.
Okay. Hey, so this is something that, Sharan, you and I have talked about quite a bit. And it's natural for us as when we are into energy work and we have the skill that we want to share it with others and we want to benefit others, et cetera. But I think that our caller here, Valerie, is touching on quite a much bigger thing that's going on for her and for a lot of people. It's kind of, there's that saying, only the good die young. And this isn't true. we want to strengthen that for everybody kind of like that bad things have to happen to good people or good things happen to bad people. We want to shift that energetically in all directions so we can let go of that. And the judgment is coming up again, like just allowing yourself and others to feel this energy of expansiveness and that we're all on our journey here and honoring that the pace at which people go and the values that people have, et cetera. We just want to strengthen that we can have more understanding around this. And that does come from perception. Right now, I'm going to work on that. Sharan, what are you picking up here?
Valerie, I was going to say there's an energy of feeling unsupported and impacting, your heart chakra. I've cleared that. But my question to you is, where do you feel it about this whole situation in your body? Like, where do you sense any tightness, any agitation? Like, where do you feel it in your body?
In my heart.
In your heart.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's coming up is a sense of betrayal. And this doesn't necessarily, as I was saying at the beginning of the call, that it doesn't necessarily have to be something that you're, the present situation is actually a reflection of what you're holding inside of you. And so let's clear around the betrayal in this lifetime or any other lifetime or any of your ancestors may have had, you may have also betrayed somebody else, because, you know, we tend to think that it may be just one way, but many lifetimes we've also betrayed others. And so we just include that in this. I'm just doing that. You carry on, Colette, while I do that.
Yeah, what's coming up too is like right there, because there's two different people coming in, two different energies coming in. But in some ways, they're very similar. And it's kind of like coming up overall on a collective conscious level as a sadness that life has to end, you know. And so, you know, that's kind of like my transition card. You know, it's about birth and death, and that, you know, all of the little transitions that we make every day, if we think about it, every time we go to sleep and then we wake up in the morning, it's kind of like a new day and new life. And if we actually looked at it like that and we actually could have a new day and a new life and we didn't have jobs and we didn't have to go to work and do these third dimensional things that are, of course, necessary in today's world for a lot of people, what happens is there's some confusion within the body because, as I said, we are operating on so many levels here. And so the sadness, a lot of times when people go outside of themselves and they find something to be sad about, like, you know, from someone that they met on the internet, like you said, for 4 years, you've never met this person in reality, like in third dimension, you've watched on, you know, for 4 years, you said, now on internet, et cetera, and can see that this is a valuable human being, and that, you know, the sadness around that why should a valuable, beautiful soul like this have to suffer? And what we need to recognize is that we don't need to suffer and struggle for a long time for long periods, but we need to have the difference between like light and dark and black and white and, you know, good and bad and positive and negative, just so that we can feel these extremes. And so I'm just working on that from on a more collective level. And Sharan, turn it back over to you.
Yeah, so I've just done that. So how do you feel now, Valerie? How does that all feel to you?
A little lighter.
When you tune back into tune back into your heart, how does that feel?
A little lighter.
Good. And so we want to strengthen that for all of you out there, for everybody listening in, for Valerie, for this woman, that what she's going through in the caller before. This deep sense of sadness, of helplessness. You see, when we want to help people, we have a tendency to go to helpless right away, because especially when it's out of our hands. And so we're just going to strengthen for everybody out there to enjoy the journey. And, you know, if there is no, like a lot of times for people that have experienced trauma or they have concerns around, getting cancer or having another serious disease, having that run in the family, when people have concern for that, then they tend to bring up old traumas that are hidden in the body, that we feel in the body, that these old traumas rise to the surface. And, you know, this is what epigeneticists do, right, Sharan?
Mm-hmm.
Is clear those so that, that energy is now shifted into and that's released out there. And so we want to strengthen that, you know, for you to let go of it, all the concern, for all the people around her to let go of all the concern, for the, you know, everybody in the world to let go of the concern, and to allow more of the joyfulness that comes in with life. I mean, when you look at, you know, how many babies are being born and how perfect they all are and all of those beautiful things, we have a tendency sometimes to miss those things. So we do have to take a break, and I wanted to thank you, Valerie, for calling in. This is really beautiful for all of us and the listeners to, you know, work on this together, because there's a lot of people that do have this concern. So thank you very much. And we'll be right back, Sharan, to wrap up the show after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind. Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
1230 WPLQ. This is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth Is Funny, and I have Sharan Sirdar here with me today. Sharan, we're talking about how to shift our relatives without, you know,
without having to touch them. Physically,
you know, you and I both know that the only thing that really is holding all those atoms together is the glue that space. So I always tell people, you know, if you have that relationship that you were, you know, wishing maybe you hadn't had after all, you can always take comfort in the fact that you never actually did touch. Small comfort, but comfort it is. But that's kind of the dichotomy of being a human being, isn't it? We want to be touched,
mm-hmm.
and we want to touch others. And so many people that call into this show have concern for others. Have you noticed that? That makes me feel so happy. Like, the concern that they have, that makes me happy. But the fact that there's that many people on this planet
compassion.
that that would actually care enough to about another human being to call into a radio show, because people who are, you know, a lot of times are nervous calling into our radio show. I don't know why.
But, you know, this brings up a really good point, and that is that with regards to how compassion and kindness can impact us, because it gets us back in touch with our heart, and that is, you know, the heart creates this field of energy around us, and this field of energy impacts our DNA and our innate health, and it actually activates our innate health. And so the more and more of us are feeling this kindness and compassion, we're shifting not only our own vibration, but we're helping so many more. And that's, like you said, it's so heartwarming.
The thing is that people have to be careful, because sometimes people confuse compassion with lowering their vibration to be just as worried or fearful. And all that does is add one more fearful person. And so what we're talking about when we're talking about shifting the energy is we're talking about getting into a place where you're, you know, you're neutral to it, and you're actually able to get into a place where the concern just falls away. And you see that person and their journey as a whole being, you know, 100% whole. And you see them in their wholeness. And seeing them in their wholeness helps them to see them in their wholeness.
Yeah, I posted about this yesterday. It was.
Oh, did you?
I didn't. Well, kind of, because I had someone ask me, a mother, who was asking me about, you know, she said, because the thing, I was working with her child, and she said, you know, I said to her, I said, you know, children pick up and absorb so much, like they're sponges. And so she said, but I'm so worried about her. And I said, the thing is, if you're going to worry about her, the reason you're worrying about her is you love her. And so what if you could tune back into the love and the wholeness, the feeling of wholeness that you have for her, and that allows every cell in her body to shift to that vibration. You know, and it's exactly what you said.
It's funny, because I wrote a book about that, you know, and it's the stuff you wish your mom had known to tell you.
Yeah, it's a great book. Everyone.
Yeah, the number one weakness is a mother's worry. Yet we're taught as mothers to worry.
Yes.
We're taught, like, if we don't worry, I'm telling you, like, if we don't worry, people judge us for not worrying. It's like my sister used to say to her daughter, you know, when people come over and they say that they're not judging you because your house is clean or not? Yes, they are. When they're sitting on the toilet in your house and they're looking at, you know, your bathroom, there's, you know, that's a human mind. It's not necessarily a judgment against you or, you know, but it's like a comparison, right?
And yes.
And so if we're going to be compassionate, let's be compassionate by raising the vibration.
And, you know, there's studies shown in Russia about how the frequency of compassion and kindness can actually change the whole vibration of your DNA.
Absolutely. Well, you can see that even like, you know, the work now, I can't remember, it just went out of my brain here, the Japanese water guy.
Oh, Masaru Emoto.
Yeah, there we go. The Japanese water guy. I mean, he's a brilliant work, right? Of how just putting a word on water can change the DNA, like the construction, the molecular construction of that water. And what are we made of, Sharan?
Water, yeah. And there was another study done where they actually took someone's DNA, put it in a test tube 50 miles away. And they had the person whose DNA it was, he or she was sitting 50 miles away and being monitored alongside with this DNA being monitored. And the minute, I mean, like not even a minute, the millisecond that person experienced the emotion, the DNA 50 miles away responded in the same way.
The heart has a lot of scope.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And, you know, this is something, you know, that I have found that if people are in alignment, let's talk a little bit about that. What do you mean by that, Sharan? I talk about it, you talk about it, but I would like to hear it. You know, what does alignment mean to you?
Alignment to me means that we have this innate wisdom within us. And when we can be in alignment to it. I kind of see it like a sun, a ball inside of us. And then all the cells and everything emanates from this. The DNA emanates from this. And the DNA is reading this frequency of this source energy. And when we're in alignment with this, then everything showing up in our life is basically in alignment with this source energy. But when we have other things in the way, then
there we go.
We have the reflection showing us where we have that. I like to call it the refraction of that light. So that light's getting refracted by something inside of you. And so that is then showing you what you need to work on.
Yeah. And, you know, we touched on this lightly, but a lot of the concern, like, you know, I talk a lot about the 11 karmic spaces. You know, one of them is the need to be right. And the sneaky thing about the need to be right is that a lot of times it's very sneaky, because we want to be right about things that, like, matter. Like, you know, we want to be right about the treatment for cancer. We want to be right about the foods we eat, all of these things that we're told we need to be right about. But it's not about right or wrong. What's strong for one person is not strong necessarily for the next. And it just isn't. Mm-hmm. And for many reasons, on many existences, times, and spaces. And so what we're touching on here is that when something bothers somebody, it usually bothers them for a reason. Pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
You can sweep it under the rug, right?
Sorry?
You can sweep it under the rug, but
yeah,
generally.
Exactly. You know, I always say this, being honest about where you're at is the highest vibration you can be.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because then you're being in integrity to yourself, you're being authentic, and you're not sweeping it under the rug.
And yeah, and sometimes those things that come up can be quite challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just want to strengthen everybody to that out there. Challenges are possibilities and opportunities in disguise.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Sharan? We've got about a minute left here. What would you like to say for the last minute here?
I'd like to say that it's just so fun to speak to you. And, you know, everyone here, the fact that you're listening in, you're already on the edge and a pioneer, because if you understand that this is a possibility that you can shift, then it's you know, not everybody down the street thinks this way. And the more we do it,
really,
the more we do this collectively, the better it is for all of us.
Those are wise words, Sharan Sirdar. Thank you so much for being on The Truth is Funny. Thank you, Brian. Thank you for the callers and, of course, all the listeners. And to Pat, Dr. Pat, for providing Transformation Talk Radio to all of our listeners and for us to have fun doing this with. Bye for now. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.